We still do 7 NUFC Matters show a week for free. But if you want to help support NUFC Matters, then there are a few ways of doing it. Hit the like button on each live broadcast and video. This helps the channel grow. Hit the subscribe button and select the all notifications bell so you don't miss a single show. If you want to help us financially, then you can join the channel using this button with the membership starting at $1.99 a month. Or you can drop us a donation in the chat using a super sticker. We're also looking for sponsors. If you'd like your brand advertised on the flyers for the show and featured during the ad break, then email John at nufcmatters.com to arrange today.
You're the joke, the expert, the voice, but you're one of the crowd. A vision of weakness, you're dull, but your voice is so loud. I'm the butt of your joke, cause I draw more girls you hang round. To make your imprint on my soul.
Good evening, welcome to NUFC Matters Fans Forum. It's Monday night and we are all sober and present. Yeah, key word there, sober. Good evening to George, to Brad Pitt, to Darren, to Kev, to Spenny Mag and to Ian. And good evening to you and all the mods in the chat. Plenty to talk about as we build up to Newcastle playing West Ham at the weekend. And that's where we're going to start. We're going to start with the running, lads. We've now got the run into the end of Newcastle United season, and George obviously will come to you first, but we've got West Ham, then we've got Everton, Fulham, Tottenham, Crystal Palace, Sheffield United, Burnley, Brighton, Brentford, Manchester United, and that takes us to the end of the season. 10 cup finals, George, and a chance for Newcastle to get back-to-back qualification into Europe. Okay, probably won't be the Champions League unless there's a miracle happens, but a chance to get into Europe nonetheless. It's still all to play for, George. That's the angle I'm going for tonight. You know, what's your views? What should Eddie Howe do in this run-in, in this next 10 games, to get Newcastle United back into Europe?
Well, he's going to have more players available. That's the first thing. But the other thing is that list of teams that you read out, with the players we've got available, they're all winnable games. The only ones that are going to give us any difficulty, real difficulty, are Spurs and Manchester United. And even them, if we're on form, we can still get those points as well. So it's a golden opportunity for them to put their season right if he can sort them out. Sort them out? Well, he's got to find some way of getting back into them the energy and the ability that they had at the start of the season, and certainly that they had last season. Evidence of the younger ones that have been coming in now and again, like Livramento and Hall even, they wouldn't be doing too bad. They wouldn't let we down. In fact, some of their players been quite revealing, I think. So, I'm always Mr. Optimistic for Newcastle United. I think it's a golden opportunity to get the season back online and for Eddie Howe to get the team firing on all cylinders again. Because we're hitty-missy at the moment. Anybody, the game that we had against Wolves, I thought that was it, we're sorted. But we weren't. The next game, we were just as bad as we'd been before. He's got to get that that inconsistency out of them. There's something not quite hitting the mark at the moment, and he's got a chance to sort them out. Some of the other things that have happened, well, Botman, we've just got to accept he's not there. But let's face it, we've got other centre-backs who could fill in. They're not his class when he's on form, but they do a good job for when they're needed. He can solve his left back problem by shifting Dan Byrne into the middle, out the other way, and let Lewis Hall or somebody else go to left back. But important thing for me is they're all winnable games, and if he can just get them sorted out, get them playing for each other like they have before, there's no reason why we shouldn't go on a run that'll that will put the season right. And I'd be disappointed if we don't at least get a European place of some sort. If we don't, then in the summer comes, I think, how depending where we finish, I think I said this last week or maybe it's on another platform, everybody's been talking about this about Eddie Howe and that about Eddie Howe. We won't, decisions about that won't be made in Newcastle. I'm still confident that PIF will be getting their own football advice back home while they're watching all of this happen, and they'll help to make decisions. And the one thing about it is, when the Saudis make decisions, they make them quickly and they make them positively. So, you know, it's a golden opportunity to settle everything down and for Eddie Howe to cement his position in Newcastle United, which I'd like him to for the next couple of years, not just for the next bit of the season, and give us something to smile about, because we all need it. Some of the stuff off the field's not brilliant at the moment, but let's get it right on the field, and that's where it matters as far as I'm concerned. And we've got an opportunity to put the season right in those games. All winnable, in my view.
What would you do playing squad-wise, though, George? Same question to everybody when we go around. Would you give the opportunity now to the likes of Lewis Hall?
Yes, because as I said, when they've come on for cameos, they've looked quite good. I mean, the one nearly full match he had at Manchester United in the Carabao, he was brilliant. I couldn't understand why he didn't get more time on the pitch. Still convinced there's something in his contract that made that limited the time he'd had on the pitch, but we don't know all of that. But the bits that we've seen, he's been brilliant. I mean, when he came on the other night, was it the Chelsea game? One game he came on, and his first touch was brilliant.
Man City in the cup.
His first touch was absolutely brilliant. And for a young player, that's crucial, you know, for your confidence. If you're going on and you're going to get involved in a game, if the first touch is a good one, you're flying. And he was. He looked good from the start. So, he's got to bite the bullet and make his mind up about that. I mean, the other thing I would try, but not very popular with anybody else, I don't think. Sharp played in midfield for Switzerland the other night. He was brilliant. I would try and support Bruno by dropping Sharp back or something like that. But that's just my opinion. All I'm saying is the players he's got fit, in my opinion, there's enough talent there to win those games. And I certainly would be playing the likes of Hall. Livramento would be in the team if we could get him in. And the beauty of him is he doesn't have to be right back like Trippier is. He can play slightly advanced to Trippier as a proper winger, never mind anything else. Again, the goal he scored against Manchester United, which I thought that was him in the team for a long time, but he's disappeared. Botman's injury, as I already said, there's enough talent in the club now that Kraft's fit. Kraft and Dummett against Manchester United at the centre-backs were a revelation. Well, you know, now and again, if we've got to use those, we've got to bite the bullet and use them. Otherwise, they've got to be on their way. So I think there's enough talent on the in the club and on the bench to win those matches, Steve.
Okay. Chippers, your thoughts on the big games ahead, 10 games to go. Some big teams in there, lots of teams in there playing for something as well. Some people often say, well, if you're playing teams below you, it's better, but doesn't always work like that. So, you know, what do we need to do to reignite the season?
We need to get back to basics. We need to get back to keeping clean sheets, and we need to get back to pressing. Our identity last season was being solid in defence and pressing from the front, and we've done that in really brief glimpses of the season. We haven't done it on a consistent basis. You know, it's for me, Eddie Howe's got to have them 10 games run down for him and say, there you go, 30 points, and I won 30 points from them games. Whether people might think I'm being optimistic or not, we went 17 games unbeaten last season. Yeah. Why can't we go unbeaten in the last 10 games? And yeah, the games are played on the grass, not on paper, but the fixtures, I'm sorry, but you'll not get many better ones. Bearing in mind, we've only got Tottenham to play out of the so-called Big Six and Man U. But are they really anything better than, are they better than the ones that we've played? This was, I wouldn't say so. I would say they're games that we should be looking to beat them. I mean, we've won at Old Trafford already in the League Cup. Why can't we go there and win the league? The Spurs don't frighten me. Yeah, they've got good players, but I like to think we've got good players as well. So, listen, Eddie Howe's got to go out and say, as you said before, every game's a cup final. You've got to go out there, have that mentality. You know, a lot, was it 5 at home and 5 away? We've got 2 games coming up at home in 48 hours. You need to be getting 6 points out of them, because obviously we've got Everton on the Tuesday night. 72 hours. And if, you know, this week's going to be crucial with the 3 games that we've got. Favourable fixtures. West Ham probably will look and say, oh, they should have beaten Villa before the break. But that's the thing. What we've had now, we've had a break. I know likes of Gordon and Bruno, we are in international duty, but there's a lot of players who are not. So for me, they've got no excuse on Saturday. A lot of them should be fresh and raring to go. And the fact that it's at home, everybody should be up for it. And I'll be disappointed if they're not, because if they're not going to be up for having most of them having a 2-week break, coming back to playing the first game back at St. James's Park, when are they going to be up for it for the rest of the season? So to me, there's no excuses. It's as simple as that. And what happens in the summer happens in the summer. We can all have opinions on it, but at the end of the day, PIF make the decisions, and whether what happens, whether they keep out for another season, they're replacing them with somebody else, we've got to get behind it, because if we don't, we're going to end up being a divided fan base again. And, you know, it's, you know, people agree and disagree with some of the things they do, but it's business. It's part and parcel of it. If you want to be a big club, you've got to make cutthroat decisions, and that's something that they'll do. But like I said, 10 cup finals, 30 points, let's go and get 30 points, and let's get Europa League next season. You know, I can't see why we can't.
Okay, Darren, are you as optimistic, and are you thinking a little bit of a reboot might save Newcastle season?
It's a reboot, but I disagree with Parrott there. I don't think it's 10 cup finals. Just say we'll go. Yeah, I want to win 10 games, but I don't think we'll go to win 10 games. I do think I might get a couple of defeats on the road, but not the end of the world. As long as we'll go, give 110%, going back to old style pressing, closing down, and trying to get a clean sheet. But I'm so superstitious. We'll play West Ham and Tottenham at 12:30. For the record, Newcastle do not do good at 12:30 kickoffs. So that's a jinx, in my opinion. But just go and enjoy the last 10 games there. Go and enjoy it. We've lost Botman, devastated. But now do you play Lascelles or do you play Dan Byrne? That's a big decision anyhow. I hope you play Dan Byrne and give Lewis Hall a run out. He needs it. Or do you play Matty Target?
Yeah. Matt Target's back, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, so Matt Target. Again, I think he's more better on the left than Dan Byrne, because Lewis Hall will be better. They're more direct. I've heard Tino may be injured. I don't know how true that is. A little whisper.
We obviously missed the last game, didn't he? There's been no press conferences since then, so we don't know what the situation is. We'll find out or not find out from Eddie on Friday, I guess.
Yeah, so, but I'll just say, just 10 games left, and now I want to win every game. But I don't think I will, but I don't think 10 cup fans a bit strong. Do I want you with a football next year? Me personally, no. I think you need to regroup and then go again next season and try for the top 8 next year. That's my honest opinion.
Why don't you want European football next year, Darren?
I just think it's just the squad of players. We need a massive clear out. And like, we need to get rid of like your Longstaffs and your Armorons and your Murphys. Get rid of your Dan Burns and I soft them. You need to get a new centre half. You need a
That's not going to happen, is it? That's not going to happen.
I know that, but I just think we need to regroup a little bit.
Yeah.
And just get a lot more faces in and compete at the top half of the league. Best of the top six teams more. Because it's getting hotter and hotter at the end, you know what I mean? I would love to finish it. I would love to. My heart says, my head says yes. My heart says I don't want it. You know what I mean? I'm 50-50, but I don't know. I just don't even got the squad there to finish in the top in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Darren, it's all about opinions. And some are optimistic, some are pessimistic, some are in the middle. Barry, where are you?
I'm looking at it that we've got 10 games to go. To me, there should be no pressure on the team. Nobody expects us to qualify for the Champions League. So if we get anything else on top of it, great. Take a bit of pressure off them. I mean, we've gone away. We've done the warm weather training, which seems to work the trick every time they go. They seem to come back with a spring in their step. When they do come back with that 2 weeks break, they should be pretty much injury free apart from the long-term stuff. I don't think we've got, I mean, you know, this whole thing of, well, we've achieved 40 points now, so we're not going to get relegated. Anything else is a bonus. You know, this season's been so dire at times. There's been so many ups and downs. I think just see what we can get for the last 10 games, Dave. It's they're there for the taking. I mean, we've mentioned it so many times. We've got a reasonable run-in. It's not the worst running in the world. So why couldn't Eddie Howe's team put together a few performances?
Yeah.
And some of the young kids, especially in the international games, look fantastic. Why couldn't Anthony Gordon drag us along till the end of the season? Lewis Miley looks absolutely, he's getting there again. It just, I don't think we've got anything to lose. I'm quite optimistic for the end of it. I think if we look at it, that if we don't qualify for Europe, we build in the summer. If we get, I'm the opposite of Darren. I think I would, any European place we can get is a bonus. After the season we've had, if we qualify for the Europa League, great. I think it would still help bring in players from abroad. I think any European competition gives them something to aim for. And it's been said before, we were in the Champions League. We're never going to win the Champions League in a million years. We're not at that level. Could we win the Europa League? Why not? You know, West Ham have done really well and we've got as good a team as they've got on our day, so why not do it? Well, it's one of those things, isn't it? We've got hard games coming up. The West Ham game, like you said, Steve, will be very much sort of the killer cure, really. If we don't beat West Ham, then we're starting to slip further and further back. But for me, I think we've still got a lot to play for. Yes, we didn't get to the cup games that we wanted, but to get to that stage in both cup competitions and obviously qualify for the Champions League, I think at the end of the day, we'll look back at the season and think, we did all right. We didn't do that bad this season, the games we've had, but see what happens. Like you say, I totally respect Darren. It's all about opinions and what you want. He's not getting rid of Dan Burn, though. Anyway.
No. You're not getting rid of Longstaff either. You're not getting rid of Longstaff. I think the likelihood is that we'll see Almirón go to a country or club of his choice, potentially go back to where he came from. I can see Wilson leaving and Trippier. I think Trippier will go as well in the summer. I think that's your three big players.
I think Bruno will go to the Champions League team.
I think Bruno will stay. I think our resolve will get tested with maybe Zizak because of the goals he scores. But Newcastle don't have to sell him, and they're also in the market for a striker themselves. So if they let Wilson go, they'll certainly not let Isak go. So you've got to remember, Newcastle's not a selling club anymore, and these people are on contract. So from our perspective, you know, I don't think there's not much panic. I don't think, but I think there'll be some big players go. There'll be there'll be one or two big names going. There may be an extra European place up for grabs. The news coming out of UEFA is quite interesting in the sense that Manchester United may not be able to compete in Europe next year because of the takeover side of things, with Ratcliffe having ownership of another club. The company that's taken over Manchester United, 25% shares, have shares in another club, which means Manchester United will be prevented from playing in Europe. So means that anyone finishing below them will, of course, go up a place. So that will be interesting. Let's wait and see what happens. Kev, 10 cup finals is the way that I described it. I think it starts on Saturday, and a win on Saturday, back-to-back wins, 6 points, puts the cat amongst the pigeons, or the magpie amongst the pigeons, shall we say, and Newcastle back in the European hunt.
Absolutely, and out of the next five, we've got three at home, and you know, then we'll play Tottenham and Palace away. So you've got to look at it that way as well. You know, like you said, if you get 9 points at home, then you're back 7 points off Man United. And I just learned about the news, what you just said about Man United not being able to compete in European competitions. A little bit behind on my news today, but that's interesting. Cup finals, yes. But at the same time, it's all teams in and around us are fighting for something. And it's not just pride, it's money at the end of the day. Where they finish, where, you know, there's the prize money at the end of it, that, you know, from a business perspective. So there's that to consider as well. But all teams are fighting. It's the Premier League. It's not going to, no, there's no easy game within the Premier League. But
yeah.
I think if we, obviously, with this warm weather training and coming back with a new buoyancy and a bounce about ourselves, like a new manager bounce, if you will, and then we'll be able to hopefully push forward for the first 10 games of the season and really go on a good run. And if you do that, yes, Chipper said 30 points. Well, why not? Why not go for 30 points? Are you doing that to me, by the way? I'll just do that. No,
No, it's the Barry.
Sorry.
No, because I was looking at Ian and he was distracting us. No, if we set attainable targets, if we set goals every 3 or 4 or 5 games and get points per those games, then I think we'll be, again, pushing a European spot. I'm not saying it's not Champions League. It is what it is. But I think if we... Because I think we've got a better squad than most in and around us. So if we get consistency of where we play, agree with some of the lads in terms of, yes, not conceding, yes, high press, yes, all of what we've had the pleasure of watching over the past 2 years. But again, is it really sustainable in terms of over 10 games? So Eddie Howe's got to be clever. He's got to be more cute in terms of how he sets his teams up, in my opinion, to get, you know, horses for courses, if you will, is a good old phrase. So, but yeah, look, 10 games left. give everything that you got in each game. And then when that final whistle blows in May, we'll see where we end up. But I think we'll end up in and around, you know, 6th or 7th or something like that, if we put a big push towards the end of the season.
Okay, Spenny. What's your thoughts? 10 cup finals, or am I talking out my backside?
Well, I can't see the way we're playing at the moment. If these next 3 games is the mere priority at the moment, 2 games at home and 1 away against teams we should be beating. We don't get results out of there. We're losing a lot of money. I'm in our Premier League position in the league, and the Saudis won't like that, losing money. So I'm expecting the worst, to be honest. I hope we do something, but I can't see it the way we're playing. I agree with George, where Lewis Hall should be playing, and I think Crap should be playing on the right back if Chippy is still out. And I think Gary Madison should have a go instead of Longstaff for me. That's what I think.
Okay, Ian.
First comment is Rudolph's nose has got a little bit redder over time. Look at Spenny with his antlers there.
He's not well, mate. He's not well.
I know. And I've got to say, I feel really, really sorry for him.
Stop picking on the lad.
I love it, man. I love it. No, get well soon, Spenny. Don't know where to start. I'm going to jump up to Daz's comments first. I disagree with... I mean, however much I love Daz, he knows I love him, but I disagree. Every game is a cup final now. We're going to have a major overhaul of players. There's going to be a lot of players going out, and there will be a lot of players coming in my opinion. They didn't back him at January, because I don't think we could do. They have to back him now, or if they don't, we'll put it this way: if they don't back him now, they have to sack him. So it's back or sack, no crack. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, no.
That just came into my head. That, no, sorry, Steve.
You're reporting you didn't know at the end.
No, I did. Back sacking crack. Yeah, no, what was on about? Yeah, no, if they don't back him, they might as well sack him, because that will show that the confidence isn't there. They have to spend money. There is money to spend. I don't care what anyone says. There's got to be money to spend with the new sponsorships that have come in. They have to kick in this new financial year, new footballing year. The seller money. I don't know whether Adidas comes in this year or next year, but the seller money alone, if you amortize that, is what is it like? Is it 40 or 30 million? So times that by five, there's a lump of money. You know, if the reports are true and we get rid of a few players and we get a couple of quid in, there's money. We have to replace five or six players that are going to be going, don't we? You know, I think we're going to push the boat out and go for it this summer. It wouldn't be the end of the world if we didn't get Europe, but I think with the new signings that we are hopefully going to get in the summer, that we can give the, you know, not the Champions League, but one of the two. One or two lesser European competitions, a good go. You've got to be in it to win, haven't you? You know, and with the last 10 games to go, every one of them games is winnable. Everyone.
Somebody made the point earlier about the Conference League, you know, being winnable, and I think that's right. I mean, I genuinely think,
yeah, you know, West Ham won it.
I think it's equivalent to the Intertoto Cup. You know, it's very similar to that. And that only comes to mind because George and I have just recorded those were the days when Sir Bobby Robson's team went to the final. And but it's very similar. The teams that are in it are all teams that we know, but they're not top tier teams. And the teams that, you know, that they're there or thereabouts in their respective leagues. And it's a trophy that Newcastle could win. So, you know,
Steve, I don't think West Ham played a team I'd even heard of until three games, until the quarterfinals, you know, like, they were like no mark teams, you know. So we've got to be looking at that as if we get into that, all right, everyone will take the piss and it's not like the greatest competition to win. But, you know, I remember celebrating the Intertoto Cup, you know, like I remember exactly where I was when that happened, you know. And to be honest, I'd take anything right now.
Yeah, so would we all. Okay, we are halfway through the show. You're watching NUFC Matters Fans Forum. Time for the ads. A big thanks to all our sponsors, Skips and Bins. Go to their website, skipsandbins.com. Email inquiries at skipsandbins.com or telephone 0800 25 45 253. Easy contract free and pay as you go waste collection. Thanks to Mr. Vicky's Sauces, handmade in Cumbria. Go to their website, mrvickys.co.uk. Email info@mrvickys.co.uk or telephone 01768 210102. Thanks to United Group Travel. Go to their website, unitedgrouptravel.com. Email info@unitedgrouptravel.com or phone 01670 632 460 or mobile 0791 666 4174. They're a local company from Morpeth and there are no strangers on our tours, just friends you haven't met yet. Big thanks to Media Arts for all the help with the video side of things. And if you want to subscribe to the channel, hit the subscribe button under the video. Click the thumb up to like the video and click share to share to your social media. If you want to help the channel financially, you can pay a one-off £25 fee. You get a cup, a scarf, a pen and a membership card and entry into the NUFC Matters monthly draw. Email john@nufcmatters.com for more details. Or if you've got a smartphone, scan the QR code now and it takes you straight to the membership pack. We also support the food bank on this channel. Go to nufcfansfoodbank.co.uk and you'll find the matchday bucket. You can make a donation virtually today. You can also find us on iTunes, Spotify and other podcast providers. We also do events during the year. NUFC Matters Live will be at the O2 City Hall on Friday the 2nd of August for an evening with Rob Lee. One night in Antwerp. Tickets start at £15 and you can get them from ticketmaster.co.uk. An Evening with the Entertainers takes place on Friday, the 24th of January, 2025, at the Tyne Theatre and Opera House in Newcastle. Telephone 0844 249 1000 or visit the website tynetheatreandoperahouse.uk to buy tickets today. You can also catch me on the North East Footy Breakfast Show, live on Toon Radio, weekdays 7 till 9 a.m. on DAB, smart speakers and the toonuk.com. Don't forget as well, NUFC Matters End of Season Party, 20th of July, and you can get your tickets, which are £10, from nufcmatters.com and newcastlelegends.com. Super Matt and Gibbo will be doing a talk in Ask George as well. A lot of the guys off here will be down there at the event, and the Long Sands will be doing an acoustic set, so get yourself down. All proceeds are going to Dementia Matters, and Bev Reed's going to come along from the charity as well to have a talk. And Peter Beardsley tickets are now on sale on Woucher. You can get them for about £19, and get yourself onto Woucher. Just look for Peter Beardsley talk in Newcastle. Plenty of comments coming in. Lots of people saying, having their say on what they think may happen towards the end of the season. The two major European comps will have 36 teams in each, so the Conference League will be the easiest one to win. And if you do qualify for the Europa League this season, regardless of where you finish. And Barry, who's in our show, is just praising the show. Thank you for this, Barry. That's what the show's about, Les. Anything else happens, they'll never forget beating the Magnums and beating PSG, still being highlights of the season onwards and upwards, which is it's good, a good point. Good, yeah, there's one, always Barry. Good point in the season.
Yeah.
Ian says, now as a Newcastle fan, I'm like, yeah, let PIF do whatever they want. As a football supporter, I see the issues here. And Davey Eddie says, all our new signings have started a total of 17 games so far this season. Disaster, really. And you must have read my mind, Davey, because that was another topic of conversation tonight. And Ian, we'll start with you, so you don't have to wait until the end on this occasion. That is a hell of a record, isn't it? That our new signings have only started 17 games. So, you know, when we do look back on this, would you say that the summer transfer window was a disaster? Because, you know, obviously, Tonali, his ban is up in August. You know, we'll see Tonali again. Harvey Barnes, you would think, hopefully, he doesn't have as bad a season next season with injuries. You know, what's your thoughts? Was it a disaster?
I don't think the players that we've signed are a disaster. But I think, the you know, what happened with Tonali obviously was a disaster. That's a disaster. You know, Tonali is going to come back. And next season, I don't know whether I said this, I think I said this on here the other week, Tonali's going to come back, and Tonali now, whatever his love for his previous club was, he owes them nothing now, but he owes us something, you know? I think Tonali could be a massive, massive new signing for us next season. You see how good he was in the first game of the season against Villa. I don't have a clue about when he found out, if he knew that he was going to be under investigation or whatever. But my inclination is that he actually came into the club, and that game he played like the signing that I thought he was going to be. And after that, it sort of went downhill. So my thoughts are, did he find out after that game or shortly after that game that he was then going to be under investigation? And did that affect him mentally? So I think just on Tonali himself, I think he's going to be, I honestly think he's going to be massive, like a Bruno for us. The other players, I think all of the players that they are going to be big players for us, but I just think we've genuinely been really, really unlucky. And the key injuries that we've had to key players have led other players to overplay, and then those players have been overplayed, so they've got injured, and it's just been like a self-fulfilling prophecy where, you know, they've all broke down because the squad isn't good enough and big enough, which I know, you know, a few people did say last year, you know, the squad wasn't big enough, but I wouldn't swap it for the world. And they, you know, I'd rather be in it and not win it. You know, who on the panel here would swap what we did to PSG? You know what I mean? That night was flipping brilliant, you know. And I think that, like, we've just got to look at the positives and say, yeah, write this season off. But remember, we're writing this season off and we're still probably going to finish in the top half. You know what I mean? How many signs have we finished in the top half in the last 14 seasons? You know what I mean? So I think we all need to wind our necks in a little bit and realise that it's a process. We're not going to get there straight away. It's a 5 to 10 year sort of process, as Amanda said when she came in, and we're right at the start of that still. So just because I think we overperformed last season, this season seemed a disappointment. But if we can get an eighth, a seventh or an eighth, I think that's a brilliant season actually. Now,
Spenny, was the transfer window a disaster in the summer?
Yes, it was a disaster because the positions what we needed weren't filled. We didn't get a DCM, we didn't get another striker in, we didn't get a right winger, and we didn't get a capable left back who were going straight in the team. Lewis Malik Hall is going to be good. Yes, he is going to be good, but he wasn't a direct replacement for Byrne and Taggart. There were the failures in that transfer window. We had a failure of that transfer window, and then he wasn't back. He wanted them positions.
And that was, but he's not going to drop Dan Byrne for a chance in the left back, is he?
He's going to drop Dan Byrne for a world class left back.
I don't think a left back was on the card this summer.
I think it was. That's why they got the left back in Lewis Hall.
I lose hope, but we don't want a world class one.
Why don't we want a world class left back to play in the Champions League, Darren?
I just don't think he wanted Lewis Hall for the future. That's what he wanted.
He didn't want Lewis Hall though. It was Ashford who wanted Lewis Hall.
But just when I just jump back in, sorry.
I don't think he wanted a world class left back. He would never have dropped.
You need a world class left back.
Dan Byrne was always going to play left back the scene.
If we're going to improve from the last season, the fourth place, we're going to get better players in.
I know, but he's always going to.
You're playing in the Champions League. You're playing in four competitions. You're going to get better players in. You're not just going to get a young one in.
Always going to play Dan Byrne the scene left back.
Not necessarily. If you got someone else, he'd be playing him. He wouldn't be playing Dan Byrne. Dan Byrne would go in the centre back.
No, I don't think you wanted one for the future, Lewis Hall.
Do you think Dan Byrne will be played at left centre back? No,
probably, possibly, gone. Yes.
Yes,
no, he will next season because
he played Jamal Lascelles and Shaw. That's what he
did. Yeah,
you reckon? I think is a disgrace to Dan Byrne because Dan Byrne kept Lascelles out of the side and was part of the team that kept us up and played really, really well in that position.
How much did we spend in the last summer window? I think it was about 80, 90 million we spent?
Yeah.
We got Tenalian, which we didn't know what would happen. So if you've got a £50 million player in instead of two young ones, but don't get us wrong, them two young ones has got a great future. But it's no good getting players in that's got a great future and you have to nurture them on and spending that lot of money we have on them. But we need players that will go into the team.
Because I know I've had my say and then I'll shut up. I actually agree with everything Spenny said on there. And I think that all comes down to the outgoing splitter, Dan.
It's all come down to the outgoings, what we didn't sell in players as well. The players would be sitting on the bench or whatever they do, playing for a living. Not even bothered about what Newcastle is about at the moment. They're just talking about how many contracts they can get.
Because they can't bring anything else.
For me as well, Tonali, yes, I agree with what Ian said about him. And I can see him being captain next season as well, instead of Trippier, because he's got the experience of being a captain. And for me, I think he will be captain next season. Whether or not it's another manager, I do not know. It's all just in the air at the moment, our season and next season.
Of course it is. All right. The question, Kev, was the transfer window in the summer a disaster?
I wouldn't say it was a disaster. It was just underwhelming. And I totally agree with Spenny. We didn't get players where it was needed. We have to, if you enter a season going into the Champions League, you have to have players that are better than what you already have. And I think it's down to Eddie Howe in terms of his detriment in terms of his sentimentality towards players that got him there, which I totally understand. I get, you know, give them the right to play in the Champions League. However, if you don't get players that are better than what you already have, you stand still and there's no depth within a squad. So, and I think that's what we've done. I think we've stood still. Yes, we've had the experience of the Champions League. The PSG night was fantastic. You know, all the stories that have come across this season in terms of the injuries and this and that. But if you've got squad depth, then we wouldn't be talking about it today. You know, because we would have those better quality of players. I don't understand why we didn't get rid of the Jeff Hendricks of the world, like a complete sale, not a loan. Yes, nobody will buy them based on the wages, what they're on, and things like that. But those are the ones that fill in squad places that are basically hindering us moving forward.
Because it takes a lot of stupid contracts as well, Kev. Sorry, Kev.
Well, that's absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
You contracts are dash. So you go back to the fat boy. He gave a contract to the sales, and he had a contract wherever it was. And in his contract, he said when the contract was up, he could sign another one if he wanted to for another 1 year deal. That's why he got the biggie contract.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have given one. I would have another bet. You need better than what we have. We need
stupid
better than what
was
we have.
In his contract, though, Kevin, isn't it? Stupid clause by Penfold.
That's news to me, but I'll take your word for that. I'm not going to argue. But again, if you don't are not diligent enough within the transfer market, and I don't think Dan Ashworth was, I think you stand still. And again, it's like the Ashley mentality of standing still and we'll just be happy where you are. Yes, there's all sorts of business dealings and monies and how much you got to spend and all this nonsense. But you can still find players who are better than what you have across. It's a big old world. There's better players than what we have around the world than what we actually probably brought in. Yes, the Tonali signing, brilliant player, but unfortunately he's done what he's done. The Livramento one's probably the better one out of a lot of them because he's probably the
Livramento's been class.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, but the Lewis Hall thing's a complicated one in terms of his performance. How many games can he play? What's that complexity of that contract and that deal? You know, so for me, you know, Harvey Barnes got injured, so you can't, you know, play him. So it's been hindered through that. But did we really want him? I think he was the second man in based on a James Maddison signing from what, you know, what we know from the professionals, from Mitch and Stu, what they said last night. You know, so we were playing second fiddle to really what our director of football really wanted, because I think he's went down the young road and boosted our academy, and the academy hasn't been boosted at all in one way, shape or form. If they were good enough, they would be already pushing into a first team squad or pushing into the first team itself. But again, we're standing still based on naivety and all the above to actually push the boat out, not fully, but enough to where we can improve our first team playing squad. And that's what's let us down this year, in my opinion. So it's been very underwhelming performances. Yes, they've been up and down, but again, it just wasn't good enough. And for the size of the club, what we want to be, you have to develop every year moving forward.
Barry, you let us say them last week by the sound of it. Reading the chat, everyone thinks you were more than last week, Barry.
I'm still thinking about the younger players. Younger players are bought by the likes of Chelsea and Man City to sell on so they can beat the FFP rules. That's why.
Yeah. So, Barry.
I can't wait to get Barry on them shots, them Jaegers.
Barry, if you're sober tonight and you can make a comment about the transfer window in the summer, Was it a disaster or are people being a bit too over dramatic?
I agree with Spenny. I think the plan that they had, which seemed in hindsight to invest a lot in the younger players to bring them in, with a couple who were views to the future, i.e. Hall and Livramento, I think it's backfired on us well and truly. Again, they didn't sign a striker, which everybody and anybody says we're crying out for. We needed somebody in case Wilson or Isaac got injured, which is exactly what happened. And Howe's comments of, well, we've got Anthony Gordon, he's a striker, why do we need to worry about that? That was absolutely ludicrous. It just, we needed somebody just as cover. I think we've been, at the same time, we've been really unlucky. I think Gordon, thankfully, he's played most of the season. I think Livramento, the downside being Trippier was so good at the start of the season, he didn't get a game for quite a while. It took him a while to come in. Harvey Barnes got that horrendous injury. And I think Barnes will come really good. I think next season when he's fully fit, I think he'll be an absolutely outstanding player. And nobody in their right mind saw the Tonali thing coming. Never in a million years. At the start of the season, our biggest worry is how the hell do you play Tonali and Bruno in the same team because they look like the same type of player. We never thought for a minute that this guy's going to disappear for the rest of the season. So I can see both sides. I do think Ashworth looked at bringing in young'uns. He looked at the strength in the academy in the under-23s and thought this is where it needs to be bolstered. And I think Spenny's totally right. I think we should have been spending money far more conscientiously on the players in the first team squad who needed it. We could look at the young'uns later. We didn't need them necessarily this season, but it's one of those things you can't do anything about. It's hopefully some of the young ones that we bought or these big name future ones that we bought will come good for next season. And there's a couple of young kids who look like they'll be banging on the door ready for the start of next season. So fingers crossed. I think it's split down the middle for me, Steve. It's partially bad luck and partially bad management. I would have, if it had been me, the first player I would have signed in the summer would have been a striker. Definitely. And I don't want to interrupt George because he's busy waving at somebody.
Julie.
Yeah. We're doing a show, George.
He's a bloody chatting on the birds again, isn't he?
Got to keep your fans happy, George. Got to keep your fans happy.
Forget he's online.
I thought it was Ian's missus. That's why I stopped.
Ever Emily will be jealous.
Yeah, that'll be Instagram later. Darren, was the summer transfer window a disaster?
Yes, but I think it was a clever. I still see. I do agree with Lewis Hall, one for the future. He was always going to play Botman left back. Sorry, Dan Byrne left back very all season long. Tino was a good signing, clever signing for one for the future. But did need a centre half badly. And we did need a striker badly. And I think we need another centre midfield, but we've got new players to sell after things, so like, not.
We signed a class right winger, didn't we? And then we fucking send him out to someone else.
I know what I'm saying, but I'd still say it's. I like Lewis Hall. He'll hopefully get more chance next season. I hope we do sign him. But I disagree with, like you, Spenny, but I disagree. I don't think we needed a world-class left-back. It's my opinion. I know you don't like it, but you've got to respect my opinion, mate.
I expect your opinion, but all I'm saying is Trippier was there, right, and you brought in Tino, right, as a replacement for Trippier, right? You brought Lewis Howell in, and who's he going to replace?
Depends where he plays him, midfielder left-back.
Right. Yeah. So I'm saying, but we don't know that's it, but you've got to get you for the way forward, you know what I mean? Like, especially now, you've got to get them in the squad. And he's had a three. I think Lewis Hall was a good sign to me personally. And I do think we need Miley, he's one for the future. Again, I'll give him less game because he's been forced in this season. Like George said, he needs to get a running coach, improve his running massively, box to box, instead of being a bit leggy in midfield. But, and Tonali, no one's seen that coming today. It's Newcastle's luck, but get the scene in the way, and then I think you need about five players in and get rid of five, if I can, possibly. My opinion.
Okay. Chippers, what's your thoughts on the transfer window in the summer last year?
I think I scratched my head quite a few times, and I did the people's eyebrow quite a few times, because I thought, I was confused by it all. I thought, you know, if Dan Ashworth couldn't sell a Champions League dream to James Maddison, then that was a bit worrying, because yes, Spurs will offer more wages, but wouldn't you think playing in the Champions League would be appealing more than just playing league football? I think, as Spenny said, we desperately needed positions covered for now, and we didn't do it. I think it was everyone could see, even Stevie Wonder could see, we needed a striker because we had two injury prone ones there. When, yeah, the score goes on the day, but how many games do they play? We needed that third choice striker and we didn't get it in, and that was very disappointing for me. As I've just said, the fact we didn't get Maddison in when it looked over ball of shout, and we were going to get him as well, that was disappointing. Was Barnes signed because we couldn't get him in? I don't know. I think they trusted Dan Ashworth too much. Personally, I think I think they should have given Eddie Howe a bit more free rein regarding it. Considering what's happening now, considering one's still here and one isn't. I think the word was said earlier, I was underwhelming. I think I expected a lot more. And going into when we did the Cellar Cup games at St. James, I was expecting us to have a few more players available and to watch. And I was just, yeah, I was underwhelmed by it all. I thought there was, as Spenny said, areas which we needed clear as muck, really, and we just didn't address it. And when you're going into playing three games a week in for 3 or 4 months per season, it's literally a case of you need a squad, and we just didn't do it. And that's inevitably what comes with the injuries, because you can't play three games in a week, no matter how good you are. But hopefully this summer that they learn by that mistake and we sign players and we do clear some deadwood off, because there is players coming at the end of their, I think there's 6 players out of contract this summer, like Dummett and Richie, who personally don't give them new ones. As much as what they are servants of the club, you can't keep putting them on the wage bill because they're wasting the space. And then you've got players coming into the last year of contracts, like Longstaff, Trippier, Wilson, who may command a fee and who we may get a fee for this summer. Not saying he will sell them, but they're possibly their assets that will command something, you know, unlike the likes of Hendrick, who won't be coming back because he's out of contract. Fraser's going in the last year of his contract, so he... So, yeah, it was underwhelming, far too underwhelming for me. But like I've said, I hope they've learned by it for this summer.
Okay, George, what's your views?
Well, the lads have said it all. You lads on here have said it, where we needed strengthening, where we didn't need strengthening, and all the rest of it. And for me, it was nearly ignored. And some of the better signings, there was that horrible bad luck, if you like to call it. I'm not going to say Tonali's bad luck, because there's one thing that Ashworth should do. He should know what they have for their bloody breakfast every morning, never mind just how good a footballer they are. They want, and he should be known what, you know, what soap they're washing the bath with, and he should know every detail about them. And to let that slip through, that the lad had an addiction problem, it's difficult. As I say, go back to my time as a magistrate. The one thing I do remember is people with that kind of problem, very secretive. If you keep it away from their family, never mind outside. But I defy that somebody in Milan didn't know. And Ashworth should have been onto that. He really
should. Right.
Without any doubt. Others, I think Harvey Barnes is good sailing and will get the benefit of next year. And remember some of the injuries that we had. There were freak injuries. Harvey Barnes was. He'll play another 20 years and never get that injury again. Something that very rarely happens. And then there's others, of course, that have happened which were predictable. They're allowing them to do gym work on their own by the sound of it. And we've got 2 players with broken backs because of stress injuries that they were doing. That's all, you know, predictable. And we've got to get that very right. It's very, because it feels very wrong at the moment. But they didn't address the issues. We allowed the season from the start, and then we repeated it in January with 2 strikers that have got glass legs. You know, you're not going to get away, especially as the lads are saying, 3 games a week. You may get away with it 1 game a week. You're not going to get away with it with 3. Because
George, can I ask you a question? Serious question, this one. Did you think that Steve Wraith looked like he had a few cruciate ligaments on them videos of him playing by the side?
No, because never had a bad injury, mate.
No,
you're right there. Like you look like Pinocchio with them wooden legs.
Anyway,
solid defender, mate. Solid defender.
You were lucky. No, you were lucky. You were lucky that Adam was playing because like he's terrible. I might even come out of retirement and play one of them games if I'm invited.
Hold on, George. Finish off
the. The Tottenham Bond visit, it was an underwhelming effort in the summer and even worse in January. And when you added the two together, it became a bloody disaster, didn't it? Added to the injuries. And you know what? We couldn't predict the injuries, not all of them. But, you know, young Andersons and Dan Byrne, two players that really seriously damaged their backs, doing work that should be supervised always. They shouldn't be allowed to be doing work like that on their own. That's just not on. In my view, anyway. And it's a combination of things. The issues of the signings wasn't brilliant. And I have to say, I'm not sorry that Ashworth's gone. Come on, lads. How many months do we sat here and there was rumours that Ashworth and Howe didn't get on? That you know, there was an issue between them. That all can't be imagination, can't all be supposition. When stories like that fit around a dressing room and an outlook of a football club, there's usually some truth in them. There's something in them. And it went for many, many weeks before Ashworth finally went. And how many times did I sit here and say, why don't the club kill it? Come and say, he's not going to Manchester United. Or he is going to Manchester United. He can get lost, you know. And eventually that's what they had to do. But all of that didn't help what happened to the club both summer and in January and made both windows a mess. The January window was a total mess.
I don't think we had the money available to bring in, George. Honestly, don't think
we didn't. Darren, we didn't need to. We could have got loans to support and what was loan, happening up front. We could have got loans to support what was happening at the back.
We could have went to Saudi
and got players for nothing on loan.
Well, the irony is we forced the Premier League to accept people being transferred from Saudi and we didn't do it. We let everybody else do it except us.
The story, George, is Shaw's not doing his job. Simple as that.
Oh, that's the other thing. The loan manager is nice given the
not fit for purpose.
He's just not doing it. I mean, it's just not happening. And you're seeing that the lad that went to Scotland. I mean, he only played about 45 minutes football all the time. Now, well, that's ridiculous. You know, come home if that's the situation. He's better playing for the under 23s than he is doing that. It was underwhelming, and combined with the January window, it's really been a bit of a disaster. But in my opinion, some of it avoidable, and a number of the injuries are freak injuries. You know, even Botman's initial injury was a peculiar one, something that he'd probably never do again. Underwhelming's the word somebody used, and I think that's absolutely right. That's just about it. It's disappointing that they didn't seem to address the issues that fans like us could see were needed and just over the top. And isn't it harsh? Eddie Howe did say that about Gordon, and that's not fair. Fancy heaping on one of your youngest players the burden of carrying the front line when you've got two experienced players who should be there and aren't because they've got glass legs. It really needed a standby that could come in and fill in and do a job for it. Well, we had one, but we let them go to Nottingham Forest, didn't we? you know that he was always a fill-in, like Rafa did with the lad he brought from Nottingham Forest, the big lad he brought from Nottingham Forest. He didn't want to play him every week, but by Jove, those matches where he did play, it was important. Or when there was injuries, it was important. And you've just got to have the bodies around. We just didn't have the bodies. It's all right saying they're not good enough, but you haven't got them. You don't get the chance to see. So it was underwhelming. And I should hope the whole club learns from it. And the other things we're learning is to be more serious about what we do medically, because the clearest issues around there, which we don't know about, and keep manifesting themselves in all sorts of ways. But underwhelming, as somebody said it, and I think that's the right way to describe it. Just got not there it happen again. And I don't think we will now, Ashworth's gone, to be perfectly honest. I was never in any doubt. Once Radcliffe came to Manchester United, I knew straight away what would happen, because Brailsford, who's Radcliffe's hatchet man, he went to school with Ashworth. I mean, you know, they're best buddies. So where was he going to go? It was pretty obvious.
Well, the clock has beaten us. If Eddie Howe is looking for a centre-half, don't look any further than this bloke. That is the highlight clip, by the way. There was a couple of headers that in
lost
there.
Well. Newcastle tall.
been a great show, lads. Lots of different opinions. That's what the fans forum's all about. Look forward to seeing George and Kevin on Wednesday on Geordie's Here. Geordie's There. I'm back tomorrow, 2:45. Talk of the Tune with Sid and Rob. Make sure you set a reminder for that. But for now, that's all from us tonight. Good night, lads. Good, have a good week.
Good night.
Take care, guys.